Lutheran Radio presents Cross Encounters with Pastor John Ehlers.
Hello and welcome to this edition of Cross Encounters, a reading from Jeremiah chapter 17, verses 7 and 8. Blessed is the man who trusts in the Lord, whose trust is in the Lord. He is like a tree planted by water that sends out its roots by the stream, and does not fear when the heat comes. For its leaves remain green, and it is not anxious in the year of drought, for it does not cease to bear fruit. Here Jeremiah sees the fig trees growing on the banks of the freshwater streams in the valleys of Judea. They are not affected either by the scorching heat that beats down on the hills above the springs, or by the cold winter, as are the fig trees that grow on the open hillsides. As a result, these fig trees that grow by the streams in the oasis keep their leaves almost the entire year, and even bear fruit for the majority of the year. But as you exit these Judean oases, and you look across the wilderness between the Dead Sea and Jericho, you may see the cursed lemon of the wilderness growing. For Jeremiah, this is the direct opposite of the tree planted by waters. As he says in chapter 17, verses 5 and 6, thus says the Lord, cursed is the man who trusts in man and makes flesh his strength, whose heart runs away from the Lord. He is like a shrub in the desert and shall not see any good come. He shall dwell in the parched places of the wilderness, an uninhabited salt land. This shrub, as the ESV translates it, is probably the tree Calopteris proceptor, commonly called the Sodom apple. Its fruit is large and attractive, but it contains only silken threads that serve as parachutes for the dry brown seeds. The Bedouins say that once this fruit was delicious and juicy, but after humans sinned and were punished with the judgment of Sodom and Gomorrah, this fruit was cursed along with them. In our reading, Jeremiah knows that the tree planted by the streams of water will never cease to bear fruit, whereas the cursed Sodom apple tree will bear only useless and unedible fruit. God's Spirit abides in those who trust in Him, for they will produce actions and attitudes that reflect His love, mercy, and charity. But the person who trusts in their own reason or in their own goodness produces cursed fruit, which is of no benefit to either themselves or those around them. The Apostle Paul picks up this theme of bearing fruit in his letter to the Galatians chapter 5. The fruits of those who trust in their own strength and thoughts are sexual immorality, sensuality, idolatry, sorcery, enmity, strife, jealousy, fits of anger, rivalries, dissensions, divisions, envy, drunkenness, orgies, and things like this. These actions are all based on a desire to have one's own way at the expense of everyone around them. We want our needs met and our desires fulfilled right here, right now, because we know what is best for us and how best to achieve that, no matter who we have to step on or over to accommodate our pleasures. God has no place in this person's thinking or actions. Therefore, those producing these accursed fruits are trees that are accursed and will be cut down and destroyed. But the fruits of the Spirit are love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. These are the fruits produced by the living trees planted near the stream of water. These fruits spring from those who have been crucified with Christ, whose sinful desires have been nailed to Christ's cross and put to death. They are produced in us by God's Holy Spirit, who removes from us all conceit, arrogance, and self-reliance. So rejoice in the good fruit that God is producing in you. After all, that is what trees planted by streams of living water do. They produce fruit. Let us pray. O God, you are the strength of all who trust in you, and without your aid, we can do no good thing. Grant us the help of your grace, that we may please you in both will and deed, through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forevermore. Amen. And now may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be and remain with you always. Amen.
Love is in the air.
Christ is in the air.
Lutheran Radio UK.